What a special day it is today, Lord, as we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, praising you for the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords you are, and thanksgiving for loving us in spite of ourselves. We celebrate 10 years of the work of your hand, and we thank you, Lord, that we have just begun the work that your Holy Spirit has started in each one of our lives as a church, but also as individuals. He that began a good work in you will complete it. And so, Lord, thank you for loving us beyond what we can imagine. Lord, thank you for guiding us in times of difficulty. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace that would transcend all understanding as we go perhaps through the storm of our life. We surrender anew, afresh to you today, that you would continue to do that mighty work in each one of our hearts that you have started. As you've called us salt, let us flavor the earth with joy and peace that comes from you. You've called us light, let us illuminate the truth that flows from your kingdom. And you've called us living stones as you use us to build your church. So we celebrate the work that you're doing today, and may we glorify you in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Calvary Chapel in Pompano Beach. I'm Pastor Ken Kerrigan. 10 years. God, praise the Lord. There have been many churches that have risen and fallen within any time period. Other pastors who have stepped up to the pulpit and have stepped down from the pulpit. And I've had some people tell me, hey, you know what? It's because we're doing this and we're doing that. Listen, it's because we're doing nothing. It is God's grace and His hand upon us. Oh, we may be doing some great things, but those aren't the things for God's blessing. God blesses us in spite of ourselves. And God continues to do work above what we can imagine. He continues to transform our lives. He continues to show us how much He loves us in spite, listen, of our flaws. Because we all have them, right? Some of us, like me, more than others. I'm just saying. Don't want to talk too much about it. But 10 years as a ministry is a long time. People have come into the church, gotten saved, and gone and been called to the Lord. We've had a man come years ago. He was with us for 2 weeks. He gets saved, we baptize him, and the Lord called him home. He was only in his 30s, young guy. My father was called home about 6 years ago, a big influence in my life and starting the church as well. So people come, people go, God gets the glory. But listen, we are the church, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. How great is our God, huh? It's amazing to look back and reflect and see how people have come and gone, the transitions in people's lives as we just touch their life for a season and they move to another town, move to another city. I would like to thank, though, the foundation of the church, which is certainly Jesus Christ, for calling us to serve Him. But my family, my wife and my sons, my mother and my sister and brother-in-law have been with us, and many of you who are in here as well have been with us for 10 years. 10 years, serving in the kids' ministry for 10 years, serving in this capacity for 10 years. But here's the thing, day in and day out, week in and week out, we're serving the Lord. People will come and go all around you, and you're just steadfast serving the Lord. And so it's great to reflect, because there were some people in there, as I was sharing with Sandy, the guy that I was in the pool next to is the young man who passed. And it was just about a week or so after he was baptized that the Lord called him home. So you never know what God's plan is for somebody who God has put you in contact with. So each opportunity to love and care for people as a church is so important. It's so important. If you'd like, you can turn to Matthew chapter 16, or I'll just read you these verses here for a very brief teaching, and then we'll close the service out with some more worship and have communion, and then we'll fellowship together. Staff would like to play that video for Wednesday service, so just put that on your list, because there's some people in there that are coming to our Wednesday service. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus, speaking to the disciples, particularly Peter. It says in verse 13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, meaning city of Philip, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? The Son of Man? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elisha, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Who builds the church? Jesus Christ. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. After using the analogy of a baby who craves for milk in 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter then uses the analogy, which is used frequently in the New Testament, to illustrate growth in one's spiritual life in building up the body of Christ, the church. It is the comparison of building a house brick by brick with the foundation of being Jesus Christ. Peter's analogy is more specific than merely building a house, but it's building the house of God. This isn't the house of God. This is a structure that the house of God is coming in to worship the Lord. The house of God is you and I. And he calls Simon Peter, Peter meaning a little rock. Jesus is the rock, the cornerstone, the foundation, but we are living rocks, it tells us in Scripture, all put together to build the church of Christ. The original temple was built by King Solomon under the first covenant of God with his chosen people, and under the new covenant, the New Testament, this spiritual house or the spiritual temple, listen, is built by God himself. We are the temples of the Lord. Collectively, we make the house of God, the church, as living stones built one upon another. And such building must begin with Jesus Christ, for he alone is the foundation, again, the cornerstone, each born-again believer who is living stone in Christ Jesus. Listen, we are the church. We are the living stones that God has put together to build up his kingdom here on earth. Our task as individuals, live on daily bread with the Lord, trusting in him, depend upon him with childlike faith. Results of that, we can love one another as Christ has loved us. We can draw them closer to the Lord because, listen, it is the love of God that compels us to repentance, not the fire and brimstone. Oh, there'll be fire and brimstone. And some people say, yeah, and bring it on. But it's the love of God that he still loves us in spite of, listen, how messed up the church is, right? The church worldwide is messed up. We are divided. And we've seen the apostasy happen before our lives. But it's Christ who has built that church as us being the living stones, him being the foundation. And we're not perfect here on earth. But one day we'll be in his presence, right? Totally pure and perfect. Now, as you saw that illustration, as slowly the coke dissipated from the cup and the water came in, it became clear, right? That's the sanctification that happens in our lives. That's the setting apart as the Holy Spirit continues to wash out, listen, that filth and that mud and that perversion that's in each one of us. He begins to wash that out. And there'll be a season and a time where we'll be perfect in the presence of the Lord. But for now, God continues to shed his grace on us. I can't say, hey, it was a great organizational staff that I put together. I put together nothing. I struggled each step along the way. I trusted in the Lord, that's all. He's the one who did it all. And listen, this is why he gets the glory for not only the church as we celebrate 10 years, but for your life as well. Because you know how messed up you are, right? And we all know we have issues, but it's the love of Christ that draws us closer to him. And I can't help but look on some people that were in the video that are not here with us. They've moved on. People get married. They move away with work. Things happen. People get set apart, and they're no longer with us. But they were wonderful people, beautiful fruit of the Spirit that were with us for a season, and we'll never forget their love and compassion that they had for each one of us. And I pray that's how you respond to the church as you come in each week and the love of the people is poured out upon you, and you'll never forget that if God moves you somewhere else. Collectively, a body of Christ built on living stones. And that building can only be built by the Holy Spirit touching your life, changing you, transforming you. Recently, I don't know if you saw, there was some tornadoes in the Midwest. And it was amazing to see these tornadoes totally took the houses, gone. There was nothing left but the foundation. Ah, what is he getting to? At the end of your life, all the things, the structurals that we've built with money and desires, there's going to be nothing left. And this isn't a bad thing. This is a great thing. There's not going to be anything left but the foundation that you built on. And that is Jesus Christ. Christ is enduring stone upon which the Father has built our salvation, and he's the only foundation which we can build a life of eternal significance. There's nothing I can do for the Lord because, listen, my works for the Lord is as if they are filthy rags in the presence of the Lord. They're still good works, right? But they can't attain me holiness. It's only the grace of God, the mercy of God, the unmerited favor. If you really think about that, that should bring you to your knees. Because what do you deserve? What do we deserve? We really deserve judgment, right? But God's not judging us. He's not counting our sins against us. He's calling all men now, here today, to himself for salvation so that we would be with him for eternity. It's only as our lives are built upon the strength that we will be able to endure the harshness of this fallen world. And this is the only one eternal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one eternal spiritual building. That is the church of the living God. And if you're a believer, you are part of the church of the living God, touching many lives. People come and go. We actually now have a worldwide ministry on the radio, on the internet. You can listen to us anywhere around the world. You can listen, and with technology, it's amazing. On our webpage, you can hear our sermons anywhere around the world. I don't know who's listening to them around the world, but the capacity and the ability is there. Wow. Who could ever imagine? A little church like ours having a radio station in the process of building a seminary school. I told you the other day that I was approached by two professors from Knox Seminary that want to come to our school and teach. We haven't even started yet. And God's opening up these amazing doors for us. And so what do? We just continue to follow and walk with the Lord as he does the mighty work, listen, in and through us and around us. The church, you and I, are totally dependent upon Christ for its eternal security and its direction. And by our Lord's ministry, in and through, we are being built up as we build each other up in the most holy faith. You have the words of life. And you can build people up with that words of life, that God loves them, cares for them, and has a plan for them. Total dependence upon the Lord. And so as a ministry, we are totally thankful for what the Lord has done. We realize today as we sit here celebrating 10 years that we have just begun. He is opening up some tremendous doors. And I'm thankful that you've been a part of this, those who have been with us from the beginning. Other people have come in between, and some of you are brand new. Stay connected with the Lord, dependent upon him as he continues, listen, to build up his most holy church with living stones, those that believe in him. If you would like to build your life upon the rock of eternal salvation, God invites you to come forward here and now today. You can be saved here and now today by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And it's as simple as repentance from the heart and confessing with your mouth. And perhaps you've watched the video, you've been coming for a season, you've been in the pews, and you really haven't surrendered your life to the Lord. Let's do that here. Let's do that now before we go back into some worship and communion. Surrender your life to the Lord. Listen, we're here just in a blip of time. the man narrating that first video was Santiago Armenio. He did our worship and he did a Spanish service. And he spoke of this man that he met that was always happy. That was my father. And we're going to see him again. And so if the Lord has knocked on your heart and you don't know that you know you have eternal life, just bow your head and repeat these words after me. Father, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe you sent your son Jesus to die in my place and you rose him again on the third day. From this day forward, I surrender my life to you. You are now my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've said those words, you've gone from spiritual death, listen, to spiritual life in Christ Jesus. And so if he calls you home, not if, but when he calls you home, you will spend eternity with him.